If you'd like to spend some time with real people with a real heart for God, we welcome you to visit us at Harvest Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Our Sunday morning services are held at 10:30, and our Family Night Fellowship takes place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come experience God's awesome, life-changing power as we worship in His presence, fellowship with one another, commit to discipleship, and share God's love through evangelism. For more information or directions, visit harvestnova.com. That's harvestnova.com.
1 Kings chapter 19. We're going to read from several verses in the chapter. We're going to start with the first verse. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Lord, thank you for your word. Now speak to us, we pray, and touch us as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of my message today is When You've Had Enough. When you've had enough. You ever get to the point where you feel like Elijah here? I've had enough. Some of you may be pretty close to that point right now if you haven't reached it. I think we all have times in our life when we say, when you've had enough. I was so glad to see that some restaurants opened up for inside seating this week. Did you see that? Have you taken advantage of that? Because I like to eat. And not being able to go in a restaurant, as I said, I've had enough. But there are more important things going on in our lives that cause us to say, I've had enough. Well, what drove the prophet Elijah to this point? Well, interestingly enough, this time in his life came after a great victory. How many know that some of our deepest challenges and even times of depression can come after we experience great victories? And that was the case here with Elijah. He had a great victory over the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. God had come and answered by fire, and the drought that they were experiencing, God used Elijah to prophesy that there would be rain. And so great things had happened. But that wicked queen Jezebel, you all know Jezebel, don't you? She put out a contract on his life, basically. And she used a formula that we see in the scriptures. She said, used familiar language, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by tomorrow your life, Elijah, is not like one of those dead prophets." And that was a formula to say that, hey, I'm committed to getting you, Elijah. And so Elijah leaves, he goes out into the desert, and he plops down, and he says, "I've had enough, Lord, take me, I'm done." Sometimes we feel like it, saying that, don't we? Whether we say, "God, take me," or not, sometimes it even gets to that extreme. But whether or not we say that, sometimes we just say, "I'm done. I've had enough." And there are many people in our nation and around the world right now are saying, "I've had enough. I'm done." Well, what kind of emotions are part of that experience? Well, in this passage here, we're going to read some other verses. Elijah had a multitude of emotions. He was experiencing fear. Wouldn't you be if the queen was after you? Resentment, guilt, anger, loneliness, worry. So many things. He just felt overwhelmed. And many times, like Elijah, when we feel overwhelmed, we say, "I've had enough." Well, I want you to know, but during those times, I mentioned loneliness was one of those emotions that we experience sometimes. And we feel alone many times, even though there are people around us. Although that may be less the case with social distancing. But we feel alone. But I want you to know this morning, whether you're here in the sanctuary or whether you're watching us online, that you are not alone. You may feel like you've had enough. You may feel like you've had all that you can take. Or as Winston Churchill famously said, being grammatically correct, I have had all up with which I shall put. But whether, no matter how you say it, you may feel like you've had enough. But I want you to know this morning that your God is with you. Amen? Your God has not forsaken you. God is not scared off by some virus. He's not scared off by national unrest. He's not scared off by racism. He's not scared off by hatred. He's not scared off by confusion. Our God is with us today. Amen? And for the next few minutes, I want to answer the question, what does God want to do for you when you're hurting and when you've had enough? If you're here today or watching online and you're hurting, you feel like you've had enough. I want to answer the question, what does God do for you when you're hurting and when you feel like you've had enough? The first thing God wants to do for you is God wants to refresh you. God wants to refresh you. Look at the middle of verse 5. It says, all at once an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He, Elijah, looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. Elijah was worn out. And, you know, during this COVID-19 virus, they say the average person has put on about 5 pounds from being quarantined at home. My guess is at least 10, who knows. But you have to understand, Elijah's day, first of all, he was traveling. Second place, they didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have more food than how many know we have more food than we need usually, right? And they didn't have that. And sometimes they barely got by. And so it was literally a matter of life and death, especially when he was out in a remote place. And he had become weak. You know, most of us here in America, we don't know what it's like to become weak from lack of food, you know? And so he had become weak. And how many know when you're weak and when you're hungry, when you're miserable, man, everything looks terrible. Everything looks rotten. Sometimes you almost feel like you want to die. So what did God do? He sent an angel along to provide him food and to give him time to rest. And the scripture says he was strengthened by that food because he had become so weak. And he traveled for a period of time, and then he went to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he rested. He needed food and he needed rest. And so God, through his angel, provided that for him. You know, sometimes one of the very basic things we need when we are distraught, when we've had enough, when we're hurting, sometimes we need to be refreshed in our bodies and in our spirits. You ever feel like that? We just need to be refreshed. And yes, we need to take care of ourselves physically. We need to get proper nourishment, and we need to get exercise, and we need to have times of enjoyment. The scripture says in Proverbs, laughter is a good medicine. Sometimes we just need to laugh and get with people and socialize and just be refreshed. But also, we need the refreshing that comes from Almighty God. The scriptures talk about the God sending streams of refreshing into our soul. And if you're here today or watching online and you feel worn out, you feel depressed, you feel like you've had enough, I want you to know that your Heavenly Father wants to refresh you today. He wants to give you a spiritual jolt of energy. He wants you to know that everything's going to be all right. And how many know Almighty God wants to come to us if we will allow Him to, if we will commune with Him, if we will open up our spirits to Him, He will come, and He will not only physically, but He will emotionally, and He will spiritually come and refresh us and bring us into a place of refreshing. A lecturer was giving a lecture to his students on stress management. He raised a glass of water and asked the audience, "How heavy do you think this glass of water is?" The students' answers ranged from 20 grams to 500 grams. And the professor said, "You know, it really doesn't matter much about the absolute weight. What depends on how difficult this is to hold is how long I have to hold it." He said, "If I hold it for a minute, no problem, right? I think any healthy person can hold a glass of water for a minute." He said, "But if I hold it for an hour, this light glass of water, I'm going to have an ache in my arm, right?" And he says, "If I hold it for a day, you're going to have to call an ambulance." You see, sometimes the burdens that we carry may in and of themselves not seem that heavy, but we carry them so long. And we bear things far beyond the length of time that we need to. And sometimes we just need to be able to lay our burdens down. Jesus said in Matthew's gospel, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And if you're worn out, if you're emotionally spent, if you feel like you've had enough, just come to Jesus and say, "Lord, I just need you to refresh me. I need to lay my burdens down. I need to, as Peter said, cast my care on you because you care for me." You know, we play a part in that. We have to be active in laying our burdens down and rolling them over on to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has broad shoulders today. Amen. He can take our burdens. And listen, I know you're saying, "Well, Pastor Tim, you don't understand. There's some things I just have to deal with, and some things are there." I understand that. But we need times to just set aside our burden. Say, "Lord, I'm casting it on you." We need to pray that way. We need to allow Him to come and say, "Lord, just bring streams of refreshing," like the song we sing, "Till I thirst no more." Do you need refreshing today? Have you had enough? God wants to refresh you today. How many are open to receiving the refreshing that only comes from Almighty God, body, soul, and spirit this morning? God wants to refresh you. What's the second thing God wants to do when you're hurting, when you've had enough? God wants to reveal Himself to you. Look at the middle of verse number 9. "And the word of the Lord came to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He replied, 'I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.' The Lord said, 'Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by.' Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and he went out and stood at the mouth of the cave." God wants to reveal Himself to you. How many know it's always a good time for a fresh revelation of Almighty God? Many scholars feel that Elijah here was out, it's called Mount Horeb, but was at the same mountain where Moses was when he received the Ten Commandments. Remember that? And communed on the mountain with God. Remember what happened when God said to Moses, "Go down from the mountain and see what the people are doing." Remember that? They had caused Aaron to fashion an idol, and they were worshiping and dancing and engaging in idolatry. And Moses was furious, and God said, "I'll destroy the nation and make a new nation out of you." But Moses pleaded for the people of God, that God would spare them, and God did. But here Elijah He's not in the frame of mind that Moses was. He says, the Israelites have rejected your covenant. They've broken down your altars and put your prophets to death. I'm the only one who has escaped. In essence, he's saying, go get them, God. So God said, come out to the mouth of the cave. I want to show you something. And he did that, and there was a powerful wind that went by. God caused a powerful wind to go by, but it says God wasn't in the wind. And then there was an earthquake. It says God wasn't in the earthquake. Then it was fire that Elijah witnessed, but God wasn't in the fire. And then God came in a whisper. What's that all about? Well, basically, Elijah wanted God to judge the people of Israel with the violent wind and the earthquake and the fire. Those are all symbols of judgment. But it says in each of those instances, God wasn't in those things. God came in a whisper. You see, Elijah wanted God to rain down his judgment, but God was revealing to Elijah that he is a merciful God. And Elijah, the man of God, and prophets, you know, in Scripture are known for speaking the word of God without compromise, without hesitation. Often it was a word of discipline or judgment. Prophets in Scripture weren't very much oriented to things like mercy. It just wasn't part of their makeup. But God was revealing to this prophet that he was a God of mercy. That he would come in a whisper. And it was a revelation for Elijah. One of the greatest things God can do for us when we're hurting, when we feel like we've had enough, is give us a fresh revelation of himself. To let us know who he is. You know, if we've been in the church a long time or we've known the Lord a long time, sometimes, though we might not think this consciously or even say it, sometimes we think we've got God down pretty good. Oh, I've known God a long time, bless God. Don't we? And we just, I've got God figured out. No, you don't. And neither do I. Guess what? Through all eternity, we'll be learning about God and we still won't have him figured out. That's how much bigger God is than you and me. Amen? And part of the growth process that God has for us is that we continually learn more about who he is, his awesomeness, his grace, his majesty, his beauty, his holiness, and yes, his mercy. And one of the things that God wants to do for you and for me when we feel like we've had enough is to reveal himself afresh and anew to you and me. Have you had, Dave mentioned financial setbacks. Have you had a financial setback? God wants to reveal himself afresh to you as Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. See, it's one thing to know from the scriptures and the scriptures are powerful and absolutely true. It's one thing to know the theology that God provides. It's another thing to find yourself in need and to know God experientially as Jehovah Jireh. Amen? Amen. Do you need healing? God wants to reveal himself to you as Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Hallelujah. One thing to know the doctrine, again, of healing. It's another thing to be able to say, hey, I know God is my healer. Hallelujah. Amen. You're experiencing times of depression and emotional stress. It's one thing to know the scripture says God is the glory and the lifter of your head. It's another thing to be able to say, hey, God has lifted me. When I was in the midst of sorrow and gloom and depression, God became the glory and the lifter of my head. He put a song in my heart. He blessed me, and he brought joy unspeakable and full of glory into my life. It's one thing to know it theoretically. It's another thing to know it experientially. Amen? God wants to reveal himself afresh and anew to you. Will you seek God like never before? When you're down, if you've had enough, will you let God reveal himself to you in a new and a fresh way? Let me tell you, if we're open to that, God will do it. And a fresh revelation of our loving God can do wonders for us when we feel like we've had enough. Amen? It's the third thing God wants to do when you're hurting, when you feel like you've had enough. God wants to refocus you. God wants to refocus you. Look in the middle of verse 13. God repeats the question he asked to Elijah. It says, then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah repeats the same answer. He replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. That is a word-for-word quote of what he just said. Verse 15, the Lord said to him, go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel, and anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. God said to Elijah, you've had a pity party long enough. You've been out in the desert long enough. God wants to refocus you. I think we have the wrong slide up there. Oh, no, we have it right. Okay. God wants to refocus you like he did Elijah. He said, Elijah, you need to get back to what I've called you to do. You see, one of the things that happens when we are emotionally overwrought or when we feel like we've had enough is, without perhaps consciously thinking it, we think that exempts us from what God has for us to do. God, I just know you'll exempt me. No, he won't. You know, in the New Testament, when the Lord commissioned, before he ascended to the Father, and then the Holy Spirit came and he commissioned the New Testament apostles, he didn't say to them, hey, go out and change the world, but only on your good days. Hey, if it's a little hard getting out of bed, you know, and it's a bad day, take the day off. Now, nothing wrong with taking a day off now and then. But you get my point. God didn't say, hey, you know, The powers that be, man, they're not going to want to hear your message. So just do it when it's convenient. No. Like he said to Elijah, he refocused him and say, get doing what you need to do. Anoint this king, anoint that king, anoint Elisha to succeed you as prophet. Carry on. One of the best things you and I can do when we feel like we've had enough is to re-internalize God's calling on our lives. God, what can I do for you? See, we need to take the focus off of ourselves. Who can I touch? Are you hurting? Maybe somebody in your sphere of influence is hurting worse than you are. Maybe someone has been affected by this crisis or the crisis in our nation worse than you are, and you can make a difference in their lives. Maybe there's a neighbor, a family member, an acquaintance, a work colleague who will be more open to hearing the gospel than they would have been 3 months ago. And you are in a place to share the gospel. And so God wants to refocus us. Look, we all have bad days. We all have times when we feel like we've had enough. But if we stay there, if we wallow there, if we just camp there, then the enemy wins. And the cause of Christ suffers. Instead, God wants to refocus us and say, hey, I can still use you in the midst of COVID-19. I can still use you in the midst of national unrest. I can still use you in a world that still is full of racism. I can still use you in a world full of hatred. I can still use you if you'll follow the leading of my Holy Spirit. Are you down today? I feel like you've had enough. Allow God to refocus you and to direct you and lead you to what you can do for the kingdom of God. Amen? Someone said when you're up to your neck in alligators, it's difficult to remember that your primary objective is to drain the swamp. The primary objective needs to be the primary objective. What's the fourth thing God wants to do for you? God wants to reassure you. God wants to reassure you. Verse 18, yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and all whose mouths have not kissed him. Elijah said, I'm the only one left. We do that, don't we? When we're down, when we're hurting, when we feel like we've had enough, we exaggerate a bit, don't we? Come on. I mean, it may be, you know, it may be this bad, but we say it's this bad. Elijah said, I'm the only one left. A little pious, isn't he? God said, you're not the only one left. I reserve 7,000 in Israel whose knees have not bowed down to Baal and whose mouths have not kissed him. He said, you're not the only one. It's not as bad as you think. And when our emotions take hold and we just feel like we've had enough and we're in a funk, God will reassure us. Listen to Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Isaiah 41, 10 and 13. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. I've shared this before. About a year into our church's existence, all at once we had a deacon, a treasurer, department head, fellowship group leader, worship team member, all at once. Left the church. We were smaller than we are now. I was devastated. I remember saying, God, what am I going to do? God said to me, you didn't have a promise of anybody in particular when you started. You trusted in me then, and you can trust in me now. And here we are, 27 years later, and God has been faithful. God wants to reassure you. He is with you. Are you hurting today? Do you feel like you've had enough? God wants to refresh you, body, soul, and spirit. He wants to visit a time of refreshing on you. He wants to reveal himself anew and afresh to you, to let you know who he is. He wants to refocus you. I know it's tough sometimes, but one of the greatest antidotes to hurting and feeling like you've had enough is being about the business that God has called you to, fulfilling the call God's placed on your life. And finally, God wants to reassure you. He is with you. He's not forsaken you. Hallelujah.